Hey guys, it's Sean G here with the Sean G Podcast. Here I am with my next episode. Again, guys, get at me, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Again, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. So guys, today I want to talk to you a little bit about stacked townhomes. So a lot of people are confused with what a stacked townhome is. So today, guys, I'm going to go through a little bit about what they are, who they're good for, why you see them everywhere now, what you're going to see in the next, you know, 0 minus 5 years, zero to minus 5 years, and see kind of what's trending in the market and what's happening in the greater Toronto area. So what is a stacked town? So in order to kind of get into it, I want to talk to you first about a little bit about the different home types. So in case any of you guys are unaware, we got condos, we got townhomes, we got semi-detached and detached. So those are the four major categories of home types we have. The detached, guys, in case you're unaware, the detached is just basically a single dwelling on a piece of land. So you're not attached to anything. You have a freehold sort of house on yourself. You're not attached to anything. A semi-detached is essentially one house that's split down the middle. Each side has their own, you know, kitchen and all that stuff. So it's two homes basically under one roof sort of thing. And a townhome is like a row of houses that are all attached on each side, okay? And, you know, obviously not the ends. And a condo is that traditional condo that you know. It's like, you know, the traditional condo is like a high-rise, mid-rise, low-rise building. You take an elevator, you get your unit, that sort of thing. There's 10 dwellings on one floor, that sort of thing. So those are the kind of major home types. So where does stacked townhome fall? Stacked townhome falls in, basically, it's a hybrid. It's kind of a hybrid. It's between a hybrid between condos and townhomes. And I'll get a little bit more into it, and then we'll keep listening, and I'll kind of explain exactly what it is. Okay, so why are, when we talk about stacked townhomes, it's more so a type of condo. And like I said, a hybrid between a townhome. But why are condos so popular? So let's get into that first, and then I'll lead you into why stacked towns, what's the benefits and all that stuff about stacked towns. So why are condos so popular? So number one, we got affordability. So a big problem we face in the GTA, which is one of the best, housing markets in the world. I mean, best I could mean as well most expensive. We face affordability. A lot of people can't afford a detached house. A consensus of a detached house is almost at $1 million now, so it's not cheap. So in order to buy something, anything, a lot of people can't afford it. Millennials these days, they can't afford it, so they just kind of get into a condo first. Because it's the most affordable option they have, okay? Another reason why condos are so popular is because they have the biggest pool of buyers. So investors and end users. When you're looking at an investment, it's not necessarily that you want to spend $1 million to $2 million on a detached home. You may just want something, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, something in that price point that allows you flexibility, doesn't tie up too much of your cash. And as well, from a buyer standpoint, a lot of the buyers can't afford these bigger homes. So instead, they want to get into home ownership rather than renting. So they buy the most affordable option, which is a condo. Safety's a thing in condos. I mean, you feel safe. There's a security, concierge in most buildings. You're amongst, you know, 10 other units on the same floor. It's highly doubtful that, you know, you'll get robbed. I mean, it does happen, but I mean, you're more safe than living in a detached dwelling. Okay. Another big reason why it's so popular is that it caters to the new crowd of buyers. So millennials are the biggest pool of buyers, and they don't want to be house rich by tying up so much money. They want to be able to travel. It fits their lifestyle. Some condos have amenities that millennials really want. And it's just kind of like, it fits the millennial lifestyle. Okay. It also provides a way to get into the market, to get your foot in the market. Not necessarily that it's the first home type. It's the, you know, it's your last and final destination. Maybe you want to get into a detach. You don't have the money right now, so you buy a condo for now. Let your money grow in that condo. Then take your money out and switch over when you do save up. Save up that, because I mean, you're still chipping away at a mortgage. You're still not renting and kind of, you know, throwing away that money. At least it provides a way for your money to grow in the market proportionally with the way the market is going. And then when you are ready and when you do save up the money, jump into that home type that you actually prefer. It's a lot easier maintenance. Condos are easier maintenance, both for the buy, for the end user and the investor. So the investor, it's a little bit of a hands-off investment. The rental rates are good, so they don't really need to worry about, you know, a tenant is maintaining their 3,000 square foot house. A 600-700 square foot condo is not that much that, you know, they can damage in there for you to be worried about. And as well, from the buyer perspective, I mean, from the end user perspective, it allows you to kind of pick up your keys and leave whenever you want. You're not too worried about, you know, who's going to be taking care of my lawn, my driveway, all that stuff. You don't really have to worry about any of that stuff. So it provides a lot easier maintenance for end users and investors. Okay, so that kind of leads into my next sort of thing. So the Stacktown is a type of condo. Okay, so what is a Stacktown? People want to know, what is a Stacktown? Okay. Once again, guys, get at me, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Okay, so what is a Stacktown? So now, if you can close your eyes for a second, I'll kind of make it easier for you. Picture a four-story building, okay? Picture a four-story building with no elevator, okay? There's a mutual porch, okay, that has different doors, okay? So those different doors lead to different dwellings. They're essentially units that are stacked on top of each other. There's no driveway. There's a garage that's underground, like an underground garage, and you walk up like sort of a little corridor. Like there's areas under in the underground that lead up to these corridors that come upstairs, and you would essentially take the one that's closest to your dwelling, walk up, and walk to your unit. So now there's a couple of different types of stack designs so far coming out in the GTA. Picture a four-story building that essentially has one unit. The one design is where there's one unit. So the porch is elevated, so it's not at grade. The grade means, you know, where the land is kind of leveled. So it's not at grade. It's about, you know, 6-7 stories up. So you go 6-7 stories up, or you can go, you know, 5 or 6 stairs down. So one design, one particular design of stacked townhomes is where you go, you walk up to the dwelling and there's 6 steps down. So you can go 6 steps down and that's one unit. You can go 6 steps up and that's one unit. And then you have another door that has a staircase up, and there's one two-story unit that sits on top of these other two units. So it's basically three units stacked on top of each other. One two-story, and two of them are one-story, okay? So that's one type of stacked townhome, okay? Another type is, and you'll see developments that probably have a mixture of this, where it's just two dwellings, and they're both two stories, and they're stacked on top of each other, okay? Once again, as an incentive, usually the unit up top has a rooftop terrace, like a rooftop sort of patio sort of thing. So that's kind of like the rooftop, you could say, unit. And so you could have three units which are stacked on top of each other, or two-story units that are stacked on top of each other. So that's essentially what the two designs so far that I've seen in the GTA. The two-story units are basically, you walk up a porch, there's two doors, one door that leads to one unit, the living dining is on the main floor, and you go down for the bedrooms. Or the next unit is you open the other door and you go up a flight of stairs. You end up on the living dining. And then you go up another flight of stairs and you're up on the bedroom level. And you go up another flight of stairs and you're on the rooftop. So those are essentially the two different designs. You can either have three units on top of each other or two units on top of each other. Okay. So that's basically what a stack town is like. If you can picture that, I'm sure it'll help you understand what a stack town is. There's no elevators. So you got to keep in mind, and some people may see that as a good thing. Some people may see that as a bad thing. Well, the thing is, there's no elevators, and elevators cost you money, and there's no wait times. The elevator is down. There's obviously a reduced number of stairs just in case elevators are down. And it lowers your maintenance fee. So, you know, you all pay for those amenities that everybody shares. So if those aren't existed, you're not paying for them. So essentially, that's a benefit of that. Okay, so how does a stack town differ from a traditional condo? Okay, by traditional condo, I mean, you know, high rise, mid rise, low rise, whatever it is. Okay, so number one, there's no elevator, like I just talked about. There's in a stack town as opposed to a condo. In a stack town, there's no amenities and there's less common areas. So less common areas for you to share with all your neighbors, okay? Those two points, so no elevator and no amenities, they basically lead to lower maintenance fees for stack towns in comparison to traditional condos. Places are traditionally bigger in stack towns than they are in condos. Maybe a 700 or 800 square foot flat in a condo would compare to 1,000 in price point, would compare to 1,000 square foot stack town. Okay. They also, so stack towns also provide a lower price per square foot, as I just kind of mentioned, in opposition to a condo. Why would an investor or end user choose a stack town over a condo? Okay. Well, this is quite easy. You get a bigger place, so you get more square footage. You get more of a home feeling. You get better cash flow. What I mean by that is, in a stack town and condo, your fees are essentially going to be your mortgage, your taxes, your maintenance fee, and your utilities. Those are your four and only fees, okay? In a stack town and a condo, you have the same mutual fees. You have all those four fees existent. But the difference is your maintenance fee is lower in a stack town. Your maintenance fee in a stack town is about one third of what a traditional condo would be. So your maintenance fee in a stack town is about 10 to 20 cents traditionally. And your maintenance fee in a condo is about, it could be anywhere from 50 to 80 cents. Okay. The older the building, the higher the maintenance fee. I mean, that's another story, but that's traditionally what it is. So when you are crunching your numbers, you get a better cash flow in a stack town, whether that's you being an end user or even you being an investor. You get a better cash flow in a stack town as opposed to a condo. Another reason why an investor would choose a stack town over a condo is that when you go to resell it, your buyers will qualify for a higher price point due to that better cash flow. So now when you go, anybody that's been approved for a mortgage or whatever it is, the bank wants to know that maintenance fee because they want to calculate your monthly payments. And that maintenance fee is essential to calculate your monthly payments. So when you go to qualify, if that maintenance fee on that unit is, you know, $600-$700 as opposed to another place of $200, a stack town at $200, aside from you getting more square footage from a buyer perspective, and you paying less maintenance, it allows the person who's going to give you the mortgage, the bank that's going to give you the mortgage, more purchasing power. So it gives you more spending power. So I mean, that's a big point. You qualify for more. From the resale perspective, the buyers will qualify for more, which means you can demand a little bit more, to be honest. So it's a good thing for resale, okay? Another question. Okay, so let's kind of lead into it. If stacked towns are so attractive, why are they not more expensive? So I'm giving you these reasons about bigger place, better cash flow, buyers will qualify for more, that sort of thing. Why is it not priced more expensive then? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. The consumer is unaware of the product right now and does not entirely understand what a stacked town is. So if you go into a sales center, if you go to talk to a developer, builder, whatever it is, and you try to understand what a stacked town is, you may get confused and you may not understand exactly what it is, how it's going to look, that sort of thing. So consumers are unaware. It's a relatively new product in the GTA. And it's a new product that cities are really encouraging. I mean, if you have something downtown, and you know, it's a high, like super, super dense area, like, you know, you're in a AAA location, that might most likely be zoned for high density, which means, you know, they allow a high rise building. In a lot of these areas in good locations, you know, by the lake, they're not necessarily allowing, because they don't want to obstruct those views, and cities aren't allowing high density buildings. So they don't want you to build 30 floors up and block everybody's view and that sort of thing, and or whatever the reason may be. So a stacked town is ulterior to that, and developers know that the consumer is not, they're hesitant with stacked towns because they're unfamiliar with the product. So, I mean, since builders are aware of this, they're using the price point as a tactic to attract buyers. Once this sort of cycle cleans out where people become aware of the product, definitely they will increase in price and they will separate themselves from traditional condos. The price point will definitely. Cities are encouraging builders to create this type of product to solve the affordability crisis. So essentially these lower price point units are basically the fastest moving and highest moving, like, they move quickly. When the markets go on fire, the first category to heat up is the condos. That's the first category. And right now, you know, we're in first quarter of 2020, and you can already feel it. The condos, everything is multiple offers. You can't get your hands on one. It's almost impossible. So, I mean, remember, like, my favorite two home types are condos and townhomes. And stacked towns are essentially a middle ground between both. And they provide the right cash flow from an investor standpoint. They provide the right cash flow for you. They'll rent at the same. They're going to rent at the same. A condo and a stacked town are going to rent the same price. So essentially, you're just putting more money in your pocket. My suspicion is that when the consumer becomes more aware and understands the benefits of a stacked towns, they're going to prefer this over mid to high rise traditional condos. When you are in a AAA location downtown, you really have no choice. So, I mean, in that scenario, yes, you definitely would most probably want a traditional high rise condo as opposed to a stacked town. But when you get anywhere out of a AAA location, you know, somewhere around the lake, somewhere not necessarily, you know, in the heart of the entertainment district downtown, stacked towns are a great ulterior sort of unit, right? In my opinion, stacked towns are going to be the highest moving subcategory in the next 3 to 5 years. So I see stacked towns separating themselves from condos, becoming a little bit more expensive than traditional condos, and moving into a middle ground between traditional condos and traditional townhomes. So it's going to become like a hybrid of the two, and those prices will adjust, so your cash flows will kind of stay the same, and it'll become a preference to the buyer or end user or investor. So that's my take on stacked towns, guys. I hope that helped you kind of understand what a stacked town is. Again, my email is gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Get at me. You have any questions, comments, feedback. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.